The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
All right, we're going to have a little fun here for three segments of the show. All right, we're going to have a little fun. Let's bring that up in the background. We got that going. Let's bring him a little. Oh, yeah. Check it out. Let's go. Let's spend some money, people. Let's spend some stimulus money, shall we? $1,400 per individual plus per dependent. So like in the Noble House, it's $1,400 for me, $1,400 for Gina, $1,400 for Caroline, and then $1,400 for Clay. I think $1,400 too, probably for Amelia. And so that's seven large, $7,000 coming our way from Joe Biden and the Democrats. $450 billion in stimulus money coming your way. What are you going to do with it? Okay, enough of that before we get in trouble. What are you going to do with your stimulus money? $450 billion, that's $1,400 per individual and per independent, per dependent, I mean. And if you make, if you're an individual who makes $80,000 or more, you're not going to get a full $1,400. You're going to get less than that. And if you're a married couple, filing as a married couple, and you make over $160,000, nope, you're going to get a reduced amount as well. But for the rest of us, 159 million households will get stimulus money. 100 million checks, Joe Biden said, will be out within the first 10 days, starting March over the weekend. Because we know some people that got, young people that got the money in their bank account, direct deposit, baby, Saturday morning. Boom! You had $27 in your bank account when you went to bed Friday night after spending $20 on Amazon Prime, and then boom, the next morning you've got $1,400. You've got mail, $1,400. Boom. So I'm going to get into your business a little bit here today, and just curious, what are you going to do with your stimulus money? $1,400 per individual, plus $1,400 per dependent. So if you have two kids at home, you and your spouse and two kids at home, that's $1,400 times four. All right, that's a lot of money. Right? It's $5,600. $5,600. So what are you going to do with your stimulus money? That's the deal. That's what I want to know. Now, there is I do have an ulterior motive here behind asking the question, which I'll get to before the end of the show. We're going to talk about this for three segments today, and I want to take your calls. So please give me a call. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. I'm not going to make fun of anybody. I'm just doing, this is just a little information gathering, and then I'll kind of wrap it up before we get to the fourth segment. The fourth segment, we're going to talk about something we need to continue to talk about, which is the state of education in America, specifically here in North Carolina, with our friend Sloan Rackmuth, who's with Education First Alliance North Carolina, and they are fighting the good fight because there's so much garbage going into our schools. And North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson today earlier had a press conference at about 2 o'clock that he's starting a special pulling a group together. Can't remember what they call them. Special investigation, basically, into the indoctrination in our schools. And if you know anything about Black Lives Matter and then critical race theory and intersectionality, all that stuff's being dumped into our school system right down to kindergarten level. And so we need to keep an eye on that. And especially now that Congress is controlled by leftists as well as the executive branch. And so we're going to talk to Sloan in the fourth segment. But I'm curious, what are you going to do with your stimulus money? Okay, 866-348-7884 is the number. And again, if you want to call in and be anonymous, we'll just ask you what city you live in and we'll leave it at that. And I'm not going to tease anybody. You call in and say, hey, I'm going to spend it on tattoos. Okay, fine. If that's what I'm going to spend it on a trip to I'm going to buy some airfare down to over to Cabo San Lucas. Okay, fine. You're going to spend it on a dental bill, whatever. I'm just curious how you're going to spend your stimulus money. Is that a big deal? Is it going to be a blessing to you? Maybe you're in a really bad spot, and this is like an answer to prayer. I'd like to hear about that as well. 866-348-7884 is the phone number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, no shame here on the show today. I'm not calling you. I'm not asking you to call in so that I can tease you or shame you or do anything. I'm just curious how we're going to be using the stimulus money that we're getting, $1,400 per individual plus $1,400 per dependent, assuming in your household you don't make more than $160K. The vast majority of us don't. There's 159 million households that are getting stimulus money. 100 million checks, President Biden said, will go out in the first 10 days. And that's based on adjusted gross income, by the way. So you have your regular W-2 income, 1099 income, all that stuff. That's your gross income. Then you have your adjusted gross income. All after all the as many deductions as you can find, then you get your adjusted gross income. So like now the standardized deduction is what? Like 24 grand or something. So you make 100, standardized deduction 24. Now you're down to 76. And so you're clearly within the range of stimulus money. $1,400 per person. What are you going to do with your stimulus money? Please give me a call. I'd like to see how we're all going to be spending it. In the Noble House, it could be, it should be more than $2,800. It might be as much as $7,000, seven large coming from the U.S. government into the Noble House. What are we going to do with it? And I'm going to suggest some things before we're done. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And would love to hear how that's going to impact your life. Maude, thanks so much for calling in. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm actually going to spend mine on a deposit for another apartment, a bigger one.
Yeah, a bigger one. Okay, so when you heard about this, Maude, were you like, oh, did you kind of have an idea and you were hoping if this goes through, this is what I'm going to spend it on? And is this a big, does it have a big impact on your life?
No, I really was going to just put it in the bank and save it, but my what is it? The person I'm subleasing, so they gave me less time than they told me, so I got to put that extra money there to kind of get out of the way.
Got to move. Yep, that's a big deal. Maude, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today. I really appreciate that. What are you doing with your stimulus money? $1,400 per person, $1,400 per dependent. That could be several thousand dollars. Like in my house. Me, cha-ching, my wife, cha-ching, our youngest, cha-ching, our next next oldest up, who's still at home, a dependent, cha-ching, and then our third child who finished college last year, so she was still a dependent when they're basing it on your 2019 or 2020 taxes, another cha-ching. That's five cha-chings at $1,400 a piece. We might get $7,000. What are you going to do with yours? 866-34-TRUTH. You get $1,400, your spouse gets $1,400, those dependent kids, $1,400. Maybe if you've really been productive and populate, repopulating the world, maybe you have six kids. Maybe you had six kids at home. If you have six dependents at $1,400 a pop, okay, that's $8,400 right there, plus you and your spouse, which is another $2,800. I mean, $11,000. Boom. I mean, that makes a big difference for a lot of people. So how are you spending your stimulus money? What are you doing with your stimulus money? Had a lot of different answers on Facebook. I'll share some of those. And so it's $1,400 per person. There's $450 billion in stimulus checks going out. That's out of $1.9 trillion, by the way. 80 grand per, if you file as an individual, adjusted gross income, that means after deductions. If you're married, filing jointly, head of household, whatever the case, I think it's 160 grand. That's adjusted gross income after deductions. They say that 159 million households will get the stimulus money, 100 million checks. That's what Joe Biden said will go out in 10 days, within 10 days. We know some people that got money already. By the way, did you get money already? If you got money already, please call in and let us know. I'd like to know that, and I'd like to know what you're spending it on. How is it going to affect your life? Are you grateful? Are you upset? Is it not enough? Is it more than you need? And if you want to be anonymous, that's fine. I'm not going to beat up anybody when you call in. 866-348-7884 is the number. What are we doing with our stimulus money that's coming our way? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Maybe it's going to make a huge difference for you. Maybe you're unemployed. I would love to hear from you if all the COVID impact economically has really affected you in a negative way. There's some people making money hands over fist based on it, but most people have been affected to some extent. Maybe this is a lifesaver for you. This $1,400 for you, your spouse, dependent kids, whatever the case may be. And I want to hear from you. And we're going to talk about this. And I'll wrap it up by the end of the third segment of the show today. And then we're going to hear from Sloan Rackmuth, who's with Education First Alliance North Carolina, because we need to continue to pay attention to what's going on in our schools. It's only getting worse. And boy, it's just so troubling. Critical race theory, intersectionality, Black Lives Matter type stuff, Marxism, socialism, untruthful telling of American history. It really is a problem. It's a major problem. And we need to think more bottom up instead of top down. And what's happening in your school system, in my school system, whether you have kids in there or not, if you're a Christian, those are your neighbors. So we should all be engaged in that. So we'll talk to Sloan in the fourth segment of the show. But in the meantime, what are you doing with that big money coming from the government, the stimulus money? Okay, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Carolyn, thanks for calling in. How's it? Is it going to be a big impact on your life? What are you doing with your stimulus money?
Not a really big impact, but somewhat of an impact that I plan on. The business I started, there's some things I needed and to get it going, and I'm going to use it for that.
When did you start your business, Carolyn?
Well, I have to get the paperwork back, but I mailed that in since we can't go downtown. So hopefully soon, but there's some software I needed to add to it.
Wow, well, that's exciting, and that's a big deal to get a business going, and I appreciate you calling and sharing that. God bless you, Carolyn. I hope it goes well for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. 866-348-7884, and that's a good use, right? That's economic stimulus to the country. Carolyn trying to start a business, and you go, that's awesome. I'm all for that. Starting a business. I've been a business owner for a long time. And I'm right there with you, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What are you doing with your stimulus money? Maybe some of you, it's a lifesaver. Maybe some of you are like, I don't need it. So I'm going to give it away. If you're going to give it all away and you just have some cause or a ministry or your church or something, maybe there's another family you know of that's hurting. And you're going to give them your money, $1,400, $2,800, $4,200, $5,600, $7,000, whatever it is. Be curious to see what you're doing. And is it making a big difference for you? Let's jump over to Austin, who's calling in from South Carolina. Austin, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
All righty. I'm planning on spending my money, the stimulus check. I'm going to pay off my cell phone and probably extend my credit line on my credit card and then use the rest to go into savings for me to go to college this fall semester.
Yeah, so when you heard that this was passing and that there was some money coming your way, what was your reaction to that?
I was obviously I need the extra money because I'm saving for college.
Yeah.
But I was obviously worried about how we're going to be getting this money and how we're going to be paying for it.
Yeah, I mean that's something that's like the other side of the coin, right, Austin? Because we're like, hey, look, this money's coming, and then oh yeah, how are we going to pay for this? Because I was saying this in the studio here where I'm at, because Seth is my production assistant, my intern, and he's 17. So I was talking before the show started, and I was like, oh, who's going to pay for this? And Seth raised his hand, and he goes, I am, and that's exactly
yeah.
Right. That's a pretty sobering reality. Yeah,
yeah,
Austin,
it's unfortunate though.
Yep. It's a challenging thing. That's for sure. Austin, thanks for calling. Good luck to you. That's pretty cool. Hope that goes well for you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. How are you using your stimulus money? And if somebody's out there and you're going to give it all away, you're like, I don't need it. We're going to do some good things with this money. That would be awesome. I think that would be encouraging and challenging to the rest of us to hear that. So if that's your story, I'd love to hear from you today on the show. 866-348-7884 is our number as always. Let's go to Herb, who's calling in from Cary, North Carolina. Herb, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to tithe it first and then keep it in my account for normal expenses. I'm a widower and 88 years old, and so I don't want to make any foolish expenditures for
yeah.
things I don't need. I'm trying to downsize, really. And after losing my wife over a year ago,
I'm sorry.
So it's nice, but I really don't need it. And the question of who's going to pay for it is it'll never be repaid.
Yeah, and that is a stark reality that is we all need to kind of grapple with that, because the numbers just don't work, and we're pushing $30 trillion, and it's going to be $2, $3, $4 trillion extra by the time this fiscal year is over. It's just brutal, and how can it ever get paid for? I don't know that it can. It doesn't seem to be stopping Congress.
I'd like to say something. You don't have to comment.
Sure.
I just would say that I think the people on the left are trying to destroy this country, and one of the ways they're doing it is to spend us into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And now they have the upper hand, and they're doing it. So thank you for your program, and wish you well.
God bless you. Thank you, Herb. Sobering reminder. And you want to destroy the country, just drive it into the ground financially. And that's exactly what we're doing. And who's going to pay for it? How are you going to repay $30 trillion? How are you going to do that? And they're going to add, and that's, we've jumped 2 trillion. Now they're talking about another 2 trillion. Wait till you see what they do with an infrastructure package. I mean, there's no end to this. It's like a black hole, and they're just going to continue to go because you're buying votes. It's exactly what they're doing. They're buying votes in favor with people because you throw it at us and we're going to spend it, right? That's just the reality of it. I've got Caleb real quick. Let me go to you right quick. Thanks for calling. We're coming up on a break pretty quick. How are you spending your money?
I'm going to put every dollar of that money into the stock market, because the way I see it, if I don't make a good return on it, it's not going to be worth much in 20 years.
That's a great point, Caleb. Great point. Thanks so much for calling in. We're up against the break. How are you going to spend your money? What are you going to do with it? 866-348-7884. I think I've got my new friend on the other line. Yogi, he's out there. We're going to hear from Yogi. I want to hear from you as well. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Inspiration right there. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble at the Steve Noble Show, talking about $450 billion in stimulus checks going out. That's going to hit 159 million households. We'll get some money. 100 million of those checks, Biden said, will go out within 10 days. That's based on your adjusted gross income. $1,400 per individual. So if you're married and have two kids at home, that's pretty good money, right? $1,400 for you, $1,400 for your spouse, $1,400 for kid one, $1,400 for kid two. That's $5,600. I mean, the Noble House, we could get a windfall of maybe $7,000, seven large, as they say. And what are you going to do with it? What should we do with it? Should we even take it? That's the question. 866-348-7884. Judgment-free zone here today on the show. You're going to go out and buy a bigger TV. I'm not going to say a word. I'm just curious how you're spending it. What are you going to do with it? Is it a life changer? Is it a blessing? Maybe I'm still wondering, is anybody out there just going to give the whole thing away? That would be pretty cool. Probably don't tell us who you are, because then you'll have your reward, right? So don't do that. But just call in and say, yeah. Or you can just call in and don't even have to get on the air. You could just tell Keith, my producer at Truth Radio, you could just say, hey, I'm actually going to give it all away. Okay, that's fine. We don't need to know your name. I think it would be better for you not to tell us who you are. But maybe that's what you're doing. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. Yogi, my brother, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for listening to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. Just wanted to say, great show yesterday with the soon-to-be United States Senator.
Mark Walker.
How great that was.
Yeah, good.
Yes. It was the highlight of my day when he talked about being able to evangelize to Donald Trump. I was just like,
yeah, wasn't that cool?
That
was awesome.
I'm kind of a smart aleck a little bit. I was thinking, like, I'm going to tell him I'm going to start building a bomb shelter. So. I'm old enough to remember, you know, I grew up in Detroit, man. I'm old enough to remember, you know, my parents seriously contemplating building a bomb shelter.
Back during the Cold War. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's, I lived on a property up in the country after my divorce in Clarkston, Michigan, where there was a bomb shelter on the property. It was so crazy, man.
Wow.
But I'm probably just going to use my money for everyday incidentals on things that I probably wouldn't have spent money on, like new pair of running shoes, maybe some car repairs. I'm trying to think of some things that I've been thinking about buying that, you know, maybe a new bike, you know. And that's about it. That's about all it'll cover, I guess.
Yeah, so it's kind of a nice little windfall out of nowhere, as it were, and go spend it on something you wouldn't normally spend it on.
But, you know, the worst part is that, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some things are above my pay grade. You know, like, I'm hearing that this $1,400 check is going to cost me near $5,000.
Right.
Only in D.C. does that math work. What's up?
Right. That's exactly right. Well, that's what Congressman Mark Walker was talking about that yesterday. Because if you just look at it, they passed a $1.9 trillion, quote-unquote, COVID relief plan, and only $450 billion of it's actually going out in checks. Now, there's some Social Security, there's some unemployment extension, stuff like that. But the vast majority of it, over $1 trillion of it, is just a slush fund for the Democrats in Congress in both houses, helping out their constituents. It's just pork. It's the same thing that they've always done, and Republicans did it too. I hold them all morally culpable up there. There's very few of them that are willing to say no. And even right now, the Republicans voted for a lot of stimulus after COVID hit last year, and then none of them voted for it with the Democrats. It all depends on whose ox is getting gored. So it's always political, and it's always about power. It's not about money.
Oh, when you just hit the nail so hard on the head, this power thing. You were talking about that, I think, last week, about the nose of the camel is so far in the tent now that, you know, they've got this power. And I remember, I don't know who it was, I think it might have been President Trump talking about, well, what about the next thing that comes along the next time,
sure,
right? The next flu, the next this, the next that. They're never going to give this power up, you know what I mean? We're going to have to... By this time next year, we'll have to wear a hazmat suit to walk outside. Are you kidding me? What's up?
Yeah, it's kind of looking that way. Yeah, really, really scary. Hey, Yogi, thanks for calling in, and thanks for being so encouraging about the show. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Great talking
to you. All right, pal. You too. Talk later. 866-348-7884 if you want to get in on this part. 866-348-7884. Getting the stimulus money, spending the stimulus money. How do you feel about the stimulus money? Because that was kind of my ulterior motive here today in doing this. And I'm not judging anybody. I don't know what exactly. I'm not sure how much we'll end up getting. It'll be more than $1,400. It'll be less than $8,400. Yeah, but it's significant money, right? And so I can tell you this, the vast majority of people, myself especially, complain about government spending, complain about debt, complain about the irresponsibility of it all. But when that check comes, you think I'm going to mail it back to D.C.? So am I culpable too? Am I talking out of both sides of my mouth? Yes, I am. And so what do we do with it? Right? What should we do with that? It's getting sent. You send it back. That's a matter of conscience. Okay. Maybe we should think about doing something along the lines of being generous. That's a radical thought, isn't it? Maybe we need to be generous with it. And for some people, this is a game changer. It really is. It can be a game changer. Help you start your business. Maybe you've lost a job during COVID. Your income's way down. This could be a big deal for you. And that's what it's supposed to be. Is I wish it were more targeted. Like, who's actually hurting here? Because if you're able to get by, do we need to borrow money from our kids and grandkids in order to make it just a little bit easier? Or should it really be targeted to people who are really, really, really struggling? Like, seriously, can't pay the bills, can't pay for the car, can't pay for the apartment or the house or whatever. So we have to wrestle with this because I think we're all pretty quick to take it. But are we taking responsibility for it on down the road? And that's the problem that we've had for decades in this country. And we still do. I'm going to jump over to Carolyn calling in from Charlotte. Carolyn, thanks. Go ahead.
He asked me what was my story. I really don't have a story.
That's all
right. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
We're going to just send it right back to the IRS. We owe them already, so that's where ours will go back to them to pay off what we owe them.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's helpful for no other reason, Carolyn, than to get some of that weight off your back because it's never fun to owe people money.
No, especially the IRS.
Especially the IRS. Carolyn, God bless you. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Levi, who's calling in from Raleigh right here in my backyard. Levi, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. Probably going to spend it on getting out of debt, paying bills off.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are probably in the same boat. So when you look at it, is there any reluctance there at all, Levi? Because I don't know where you're at politically or with debt and things like that.
I get myself on a clean slate, and if there's any left over, then yeah, I'll probably try and spend it on my wife and myself.
Yeah. Which wouldn't be a bad idea. Levi, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate you sharing that with us today. And that's the thing. So let me just leave it with this, okay? Because we need to think. And this is where it's really, this is where the rubber hits the road. Last week when I mentioned I was going to do a show on this, I was like, yep, and I'm going to be right at the front of the line as a big hypocrite because I complain about debt all the time. Don't have a whole lot of it in our lives personally anymore, but we still have some, and we can be irresponsible financially, so you got to look in the mirror first. But then most of us, if you're a conservative like I am, we complain about the government's overspending and this blind rush down the black hole of debt. And go, well, you know, but there's people hurt. Yep, you're right. And we just keep printing money. We can borrow it. We print it. We just keep pushing it in there. And these stimulus things, whether you want to talk about a guaranteed yearly wage, a livable wage, whatever that is, guaranteed basic income, and the government's throwing $10,000 at you a year or whatever, they know that it's going to pump money back into the economy. You do it the Democrat way, you do it the Republican way, but it's pumping money back into the economy. And you're going to, we're going to complain about it as conservatives, but then we're going to take the check and we're going to go spend it. And it goes back into the economy, and the economy gets a little shot in the arm, which looks good for those that are in office. And what do they want to do? They want to get reelected, which is about power more than it's about money. Nancy Pelosi doesn't need any money. Chuck Schumer doesn't need any money. All kinds of people up in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, they don't need any money. They're not doing it for money. They're doing it for power. It's all about power. And it's manipulation of us. It's part of that, hey, we need to help people. Yeah, I believe that. Part of it's there. But the overall scheme, the overall meta-narrative up there is maintaining power and trying to keep control. And the Democrats, I'm just talking purely political right now, know that next year could be a bloodbath for them in terms of the midterm elections. They could lose the House and the Senate. And then the next 2 years of Biden-Harris or Harris-Biden, whatever it is, you got nothing. You're going nowhere. So you got 2 years to pull it off. You got 24 months to pull it off from January 20th of 2021 to January 20th of 2023. So they're going to go for everything they can and try to buy as many votes as they can so they throw us money. But how about this? I'll leave you with this. I think we all need to think very seriously about taking, if you can, a significant portion of your stimulus money and let's put it into the kingdom. Let's put it into people that really need it. Let's look for an opportunity to bless other people while we steal the money at the very same time from future generations. What a nightmare. We'll be right back with Sloan Rackman. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. You may be excited about your stimulus checks coming your way, but if you have children in the public school system and the government school system, whether you're here in North Carolina or somewhere else, that $1,400 windfall that you're getting per person, whatever the deal is nothing compared to the damage that's being done to our kids across this country. Not the least of which would be the shutdown for a year and all the damage that's doing to our kids. Who knows what this generation is going to look like as they grow up and having come through this. And then what when they're actually in school, what are they being taught? What kind of information is being poured into their minds? They're not being taught how to think. They're being taught what to think. So the question has to be asked, what are they teaching our children? And by the way, if you're a homeschooler like me, homeschooler like the Noble family, you go, oh, well, our kids aren't in the school system. Yeah, but your neighbor's kids are. And so if you're a Christian and the Bible tells us to love your neighbor as yourself, then you care, you should care what's going on in the school system, whether you have kids in there or not, whether you're a taxpayer or not, whether you're a high income or not. You should care because there's children in there and they're being affected negatively, which is affecting the entire country. Our good friend Sloan Rackmuth is with us, and she is one of the founders of Education First Alliance North Carolina on the front lines of this. EdFirstNC.org is the website, EdFirstNC.org. Sloan, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, as always. So give us an update. I know there's a lot going on, and that's one of the reasons everybody, especially here in North Carolina, go to EdFirstNC.org and get signed up for the updates. But the more you post, the more frustrated I get, but I certainly appreciate what you guys are doing. So just kind of take us down whatever road you want to.
Sorry. I know I've been given some advice to give some uplifting news, and I still am waiting for it. So But the one uplifting thing that I do have to share is we all know that Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson today came out and made the announcement that he's really obviously making it a priority to attack indoctrination, take it head on. So he's formed this great indoctrination task force, which includes one of my favorite people, Terry Stoops, from the Locke Foundation, and others who are either teachers or have great experience teaching. And he correctly pointed out, our Lieutenant Governor, that it doesn't matter what their political affiliation is. They're experts on education, which should have nothing to do with politics.
Right. Yeah, and it does.
And yet it does. And yet it does. Hence my ominous post all the time. But, you know, I think Lieutenant Governor, we're on the same track at First Alliance NC with our Lieutenant Governor. I mean, we all know that a nation divided against itself is going to fall.
Right.
And you can trust and believe when I say that the critical race theory that is going on in North Carolina public schools from top to bottom will do just that. It will divide the population, and it will ensure an absolute dumbing down for a generation to come.
Yeah, it's really shocking. I keep reusing the phrase. I keep telling people, Sloan, that we're resegregating the country. All the years, all the effort, all the bloodshed, all the blood, sweat, and tears of trying to desegregate the United States of America, critical race theory is building that edifice right back up. It's all about segregating the entire nation, throwing intersectionality in there. And it's just incredibly harmful, and our kids don't understand what they're being taught, but it's in there, isn't it? How's it showing up? Like, where's this showing up in the school system?
Well, I'm glad you asked. If we dial back about 4 years ago, we could say that there's some direction at the top, right, with the State Board of Education and with the North Carolina Department of Instruction. They would leave it largely to the school districts what they wanted to teach. And so fast forward now, what we're looking at are two things. Number one, with these new social studies standards, they are so detailed in what will be tested that teachers will be compelled to teach critical race theory. And so districts will no longer have the latitude to teach it or not. That's one thing. Secondly, the North Carolina Department of Instruction is doing professional development with teachers that will pretty much, well, maybe mandate, but will certainly teach them to bring critical race theory into every single class, be it music, PE, or math. Here's how it shows up. If a teacher comes in, surveys her class, and sees 10 people of color, 4 maybe Muslims, 3 Hindus, she is to teach directly to them, period. Tear up and throw away what they're supposed to be teaching and teach these students, their words, how to reconnect with their oppressive past. Why? Why reconnect with the oppressive past? Because these students, as young as third grade, will become activated against the oppressors. We know who they are. In their own words, it's white, heteros, that's their words,
yeah.
And it's an attack on the family and children are not able to sustain this. This is going on, by the way, through the Department of Instruction. So we have two attacks from the top, State Board of Education and the Department of Instruction.
Now, I thought we elected a conservative.
And I did, too. And I did, too. And it's very disappointing with Catherine Truitt, who, you know, I have been critical of because we, you know, elected someone presumably to stop indoctrination. I don't feel like, and many others, don't feel like she was strong enough at all in opposing these terrible critical race theory standards. In fact, she celebrated the fact that she just crossed out the word systemic and systemic racism. And then
right.
March 1st, they began offering a class that we had the videos for, that is teaching every teacher to teach that America is systemically racist and that the public education system is systemically racist.
Yeah, because they're down to saying, like, mathematics is racist. They're down to saying the scientific method is racist. I mean, it's so out of control. It's really remarkable. I sent you this link the other day Sloan, which wasn't a shock. We're talking to Sloan Rackmuth with Education First Alliance NC, Ed First Alliance NC, edfirstnc.org. Wake PTA, it's Wake County PTA. We're like, where's the PTA? I'll tell you where they're at. Diversity and Equity Inclusion Conference, building a bridge for family engagement. Whenever I see this stuff, I'm like, oh no, here we go, because that's just code word. That's just part of this yeah. indoctrination and critical race theory,
building a
isn't
bridge.
It?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I want everyone to understand is this. This is coming from the top down. That means this, and I'm seeing it with my own eyes. Teachers, 90% of whom don't want to do this. They know what's wrong. They have a calling to help children. They know what's wrong. Teachers are being forced in these courses to admit their whiteness and their role in oppression. And they are mandated to take charge to, and this is their words, disrupt the current school system. This is coming from the head of our school system.
Yeah.
It's insanity. And I'll tell you, a fourth of the members of our group are teachers. I want everyone to know, teachers are just as upset as parents.
And that's why the rest of us need to get engaged, which is why I said at the beginning of this segment, Sloan, that whether you have kids in the school system or not, you should care about all the kids that are in the school system. I mean, for me as a Christian, that's a no-brainer. That's just loving your neighbor as yourself. And that's where we have to come alongside these teachers who need encouragement, which is just us kind of lending them courage. But how do we engage? Because I put the links up on the Facebook live feed, and for those of you watching on YouTube live, edfirstnc.org. How can we help what you're doing? How can we help these teachers?
Well, I think education is the most important part, because remember, confusion favors those in power. And that's what they're trying to do, is give us different names for things, different terms. So what we do is we educate the public in a way that everyone can grasp and understand and break it down. And by the way, we're not political. We've gone after the right. We've gone after the left, et cetera. Yep. Our business is education. So we educate to that end. And so we have, definitely get your updates, but we have a very, very important Zoom call tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So please do go to our website. We're going to be breaking down what's going on in North Carolina. And we're going to let you know from people of color that they say that this is they're being used, and this is hurting the black community so much. And it really is, because, you know, everyone suffers when there are not expectations placed on everyone to perform. This color blindness concept, by the way, I just want to point this out. Color blindness is the worst thing you can do in this critical race theory. They're teaching our children that, and they're teaching our teachers that. They're teaching them that if you do not discriminate, something's wrong with you, and you will be canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
allow it.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkably dark, and it's evil to its core. And even, I mean, the NCAA, you get into the teachers' union, I mean, the people running that, you did a big story on that within the last couple of months. And these are Marxist people that don't care about kids. It's all about power. And it's just this broken, evil ideology that they're trying to enforce. And like you said, and I'm so glad to hear that the majority of teachers are good men and women that want to help these children, but they don't have a choice. So you play ball or you lose. You're out. And they don't make, you know, a ton of money as it is. So we need to help them. So that's tomorrow night. What time's the Zoom call, Sloan?
7 p.m. And if you go on our website, it's free. Register, you'll find out exactly what's going on and exactly what people of color really think about it.
That's awesome. EdFirstNC.org. EdFirstNC.org. That's the Education First Alliance here in North Carolina. Sloan, thanks so much for calling in, friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks so much. EdFirstNC.org. I put the links up on the Facebook live feed right now. EdFirstNC.org. We have to be engaged. Bottom up. Forget DC for a while. Bottom up. Bottom up. That's how we fight. That's how we win. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.